Strange Adventure. Inspector Jonathan Hawke pushed through the crowd in the foyer of the Linden Art Gallery and knelt beside the body of Galante, the artist. It sprawled grotesquely before Galante's latest painting, Dawn Song. Carl Linden, the owner of the gallery, halted his conversation with Dale Sommer, an artistic rival of Galante's, and stepped beside Inspector Hawke.
Have you found anything?
Well, not yet. When was the body found?
When the gallery was opened this morning.
How could Galante have been killed here during the night?
You see, all the artists whose work is handled here have keys. He might have wanted to show someone Dawn Song after closing hours.
Hawke then turned to Sommer.
I understand the bitter rivalry between you and Galante was more than merely artistic. Isn't it true that you hated him, and also don't you have a key to the gallery?
Yes, but I swear I didn't kill him.
Inspector Hawke called Linden, the art dealer, to one side.
Tell me what you can about Galante's personal life.
Well, so far as I know, his life was very quiet. His sole passion was his painting. He turned out one picture after the other and brought them here for me to sell. And as far as the enmity between him and Sumner, I believe it's all one-sided. Galante merely ignored him.
By the time Hawke had checked all the available information, the afternoon papers were out. The murder was splashed all over the front page. On a back page was a large ad stating that the painting, Dawn Song, in front of which the artist was mysteriously murdered, was on exhibit at the Linden Gallery. The homicide officer returned to the Linden Gallery to find a curious throng standing before the painting. Several Galante paintings flanked Dawn Song, many of them adorned by freshly attached tags of sale. Inspector Hawke moved away from the crowd and entered a small storeroom at the rear of the gallery. Hardly had he stepped into the room when there was a sudden rush, and someone tackled him from the rear. Jonathan Hawke whirled in time to throw his assailant off balance and get in a powerful uppercut. His attacker fell to the floor, groggy from the blow. Hawke jerked the man to his feet.
All right, Linden. You finally had to tip your hand, didn't you? I can see now why you didn't want me to inspect this room. It's filled with Galante's paintings.
Yes. I told you, Galante was very prolific.
Certainly. And that is why you killed him. You knew that the more paintings he turned out, the less value they would have. And you were greedy for high prices. When I saw the afternoon papers, I knew you were the murderer. The deadline for getting ads in for that edition is earlier than you admitted knowing Galante was dead. Yet you advertised Dawn Song as the picture in front of which he was killed. Yes, your heartless greed prevented Galante's paintings from being valueless. But now... now they are priceless. But, sir, when you pay your debt, they will have cost the lives of two men.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Cyclone Kid, our next tale of strange adventure.